Welcome to Condor Currents, the podcast that flows through the latest in computer architecture research and RISC-V innovation. I'm Ty Garibay, president of Condor Computing. This episode is brought to you by Condor Computing high-performance RISC-V processor IP from Andes Technology, the world's leading RISC-V processor IP provider with 30% market share and over 12 billion SoC shipped. Learn more at condorcomputing.com. Today, we're diving into some fascinating research from Archive. We've got quantum simulation acceleration on integrated GPUs and a clever approach to speeding up vector search for AI applications. Plus, we'll check out some exciting RISC-V news, including initial benchmarks of Spicemit's new K1 processor and an AI agent that designed a RISC-V CPU core from scratch. Let's jump right in. First up from Archive, we have a paper titled Accelerating State Vector Quantum Simulation on Integrated GPUs via Cache Locality Optimization, a cross-architecture evaluation by Gabriel Fernandez, Tomas Jerusa Marchi, and Eduardo Rodriguez Montero. Now, quantum computing simulation is one of those computationally intense problems that really pushes our hardware to its limits. The challenge here is that simulating quantum circuits classically requires enormous amounts of memory and computation. We're talking about state vectors that grow exponentially with the number of qubits. Most existing quantum simulators are designed for high-end data center GPUs with massive memory bandwidth and specialized frameworks. But what if you're a researcher or student who wants to run quantum simulations on a regular laptop? That's the problem these researchers tackled. They focused on integrated GPUs minus, you know, the graphics processors built right into your CPU chip that share system memory. These are everywhere in consumer devices, but they're typically overlooked for serious compute workloads. The key insight here is all about cache locality. Think of it like organizing your workshop. If you need to keep running back to the garage for tools, you're wasting time. Similarly, if your quantum simulation algorithm keeps fetching data from distant memory locations, you're wasting precious bandwidth. The researchers developed optimization techniques that keep related quantum state data close together in the cache hierarchy. This is particularly clever because integrated GPUs have much tighter memory constraints than discrete cards, so every byte of cache efficiency matters. What I find exciting about this work is how it democratizes quantum simulation. Instead of needing a $50,000 workstation with dual high-end GPUs, students and researchers can run meaningful quantum circuit simulations on hardware they already own from a processor design perspective. This highlights something we see constantly in our RISC-V designs at Condor Computing, the importance of memory hierarchy optimization. Whether you're simulating quantum circuits or running neural networks, understanding how your algorithm interacts with caches can make the difference between acceptable and exceptional performance. The cross-architecture evaluation they did is also valuable. They tested across different integrated GPU architectures to show that their optimizations work broadly, not just on one specific chip design. Next, let's look at NZIP, software and hardware co-design to accelerate approximate nearest neighbor search with DMM-based near data processing by Cheng Zhu, Shuo Yang, and Chen Ni. This paper tackles a problem that's become absolutely critical with the explosion of large language models and retrieval augmented generation, or RAG. When you ask ChatGPT a question about recent events, it's not just generating text from its training data, it's searching through massive databases of vectors to find relevant information to include in its response. That search process is called approximate nearest neighbor search, or ANNs, and it's become a major bottleneck. Think of ANNs like trying to find the most similar photos in a collection of millions of images. Each photo gets converted into a high-dimensional vector, maybe 1024 or 2848 numbers, that capture its visual features. To find similar photos, you calculate distances between vectors. But with millions of vectors and thousands of dimensions, you're doing billions of calculations. The fundamental problem is that this workload is completely memory bound. You're constantly fetching vector data from memory, doing relatively simple arithmetic, then fetching more data. Traditional CPU or GPU cores. Now let's shift gears to some RISC-V news that caught my attention. First up, Foronix published initial benchmarks of the Spicemit K1 RVA203 RISC-V CPU with their K1 Pico ITX board. This is significant because we're seeing more RISC-V implementations targeting the RVA23 profile, which represents a major step forward in RISC-V standardization. The RVA23 profile includes a comprehensive set of extensions that bring RISC-V much closer to feature parity with traditional architectures for general purpose of computing. Spicemit is a Chinese semiconductor company that's been making some serious moves in the RISC-V space, and their K1 processor is designed to compete directly with ARM cores in embedded and edge computing applications. What's particularly interesting about these benchmarks is that they're running on a Pico ITX form factor. That's a tiny 100 by 72 millimeter board. This shows how RISC-V is enabling very compact, power-efficient designs that still deliver meaningful compute performance. From our perspective at Condor Computing, working with Andes Technologies RISC-V IP, it's exciting to see the ecosystem maturing with real silicon implementations that developers can actually get their hands on. The benchmark results will be crucial for understanding how RISC-V performs in real-world workloads compared to established architectures. Early adoption often comes down to meeting performance thresholds that make the transition worthwhile, especially when you factor in the learning curve and toolchain maturity. The second news item is fascinating. MSN reported on an AI agent that designed a RISC-V CPU core from scratch. This represents a pretty significant milestone in automated processor design. Traditional CPU design design is an incredibly complex process that typically takes teams of experienced engineers years to complete. You're juggling millions of design constraints, power consumption, area efficiency, performance targets, manufacturing requirements, verification complexity. It's like solving a multidimensional optimization problem with thousands of variables. What's particularly intriguing is that they chose RISC-V as the target architecture. This makes sense because RISC-V's open instruction set architecture provides a clear specification to work against, unlike proprietary architectures where the AI would need to reverse engineer or guess at implementation details. The modular nature of RISC-V extensions also maps well to how AI systems can incrementally build complexity. I'm curious about the methodology. Did the AI agent start from basic principles and derive the microarchitecture, or did it work from existing